Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis Soup calling in from Martinsburg, Ohio, on Daily Inspirations. Excuse me. I would like to share with all of us this morning out of John chapter 15. I think the other time I was on, if I remember right, I went up to 14. So I would like to start this time in chapter 15 and just see how far the Lord leads us through this. And may the Lord give us grace. And so why don't we pray? Father in heaven, we come before you this morning and we thank you for another beautiful morning. And we ask that you would open our hearts to your word. And Father, may you direct us and help us through this life and help us understand your word. And Father, we thank you for our health, that we can, health and strength, that we're able to call in and listen to these lines and get some inspirations and some directions. And the Father, just direct us through your word and through your loving kindness. And we thank you for your son, Jesus. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, John chapter 15, verse 1, it says, I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Excuse me. Notice there it says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. And that's very true there. It says in verse 3 there, it says, now you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. He has spoken unto us, and we believed it, and we come to Christ, and that word is in us and in our hearts, and we're in Christ. We are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And verse 2, it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. So, you know, if we have a fruit tree, if there's a branch on it that's not the barren fruit, it's just kind of a dead branch, and it's, you know, it's just withering away and dying off. We'll take it and cut it off, and I think that's what he's referring to. Every branch in me that beareth, says in me, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. I'm not sure if I'm saying that word correctly. That it may bring forth more fruit. So if we're going through life and we're trying to do what's, not only do what's right, but we're following Christ and we're trying to be obedient to the word, which that's what we should be doing. We should be facing trials and maybe some temptations, and we meet up to situations that we get tested. And I think the Lord brings, let stuff come into our life that it prunes us, it purges us, it cleanses us. We go through tests, and like gold grows through fire, and it's melted down, and so that's if we're walking in a true Christian life, I think we can expect trials and maybe some temptations and situations where we make a choice to accept this. And you know, it's a growing. It's growing, and we constantly face things like that, and we have to make a decision, else to realize what this trial is about, what this situation might be about, that God is going to use it to our benefit, and may we respond in a loving, right way. And sometimes people might do us wrong, and they might reject us, and it may be a number of things that comes our way, and we look to Christ and realize that those are things coming our way that God's purifying us and working us. But if we have none of those, and we're just going through life, and we're just not really all concerned about the Christian life, and we're not, you know, it just kind of floats through, and everything's really going easy and smooth, and we never face any trials, and everything's just good. We might want to check ourselves. See where we're walking with Christ, where we stand with the Lord. So anyways, in verse 4 it says, abide in me. Now, Jesus is saying that we should abide in me, abide in Christ, and I in you. So it's not a separate thing. It's not something that we do on our own. It's not something that me and a friend can do, but it's something you personally, we abide in Christ, and He abides in us. It's a togetherness, you know. I'll just keep reading here. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. See, the branch cannot, if you take a branch and just, a branch alone will die. But it has to have a root. It has to be grounded. It has to be directed into something. So it's the root. As I am connected to, as we are connected to Jesus Christ, and He's our true vine. See, the tree itself, just the main tree, I think you know what I mean there. If it's just a tree, that's not going to bring any fruit, and just the branches are not going to bring any fruit. But the main tree, and then branches off the main tree, and that's called a tree. That will bring forth fruit. So it's the same way as we abide in Jesus Christ. We are the branches, He's the vine, and we abide in Him and He in us, where it's together, Christ within us, that we can bear spiritual fruits. We can be His children. We can bear much fruit. And there, verse 2, it says, He'll purchase it that it may bring forth more fruit. See, that's what where I was talking about. He'll trim out, I think I missed that part maybe. If there's some dead little tree, dead little limbs on there, He'll trim them off. He'll keep trimming us down, taking our selfishness away. If we let Christ work through us, He will take our selfishness, our fleshly thinking and fleshly works, and whatever is not good, whatever is basically whatever selfish, He's continually working on us to trim that stuff off of us, and so that we can bring forth more fruit. And so, continuing there in verse 4, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. See, we can't bear any fruits, any spiritual fruits, unless we abide in Jesus Christ. And that's the only way we can bear fruit. It's the same, he's comparing a tree to us, and that's except you abide in me. And no more can you except you abide in me. It says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. That's kind of humbling. That's humbling and encouraging at the same time. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we can't even take a breath. We can't even take a step forward. It's only through the grace of God. If we ever think about it, if we curse God, God even gave us that breath and that strength to curse him. That's how loving he is. And so without Christ, without God, we can do absolutely nothing. We'd be dead. There is no life without Christ and without God. So I think I'm going to leave it at that for today. And Lord willing, we'll be back on tomorrow morning. And we also have a Saturday morning Bible study. You're welcome to join us. I don't have that information in front of me right now, but I'll try and get it. And then we have also more topics on this same number, 641-715-3800. There's more topics on that line, so I'll try to have more information for you tomorrow morning. And may the Lord bless your day and keep you and strengthen you. And if you have any questions, feel free to leave us a message, and we'd be happy to help or try to answer questions as the Lord directs us. And may God bless you.